טוב, פורים, זה השם, it's the last shiur that I'm giving for פורים here in this room. So, בעזרת השם, we'll get as much as we can down. פורים is a very important chag. It's the highest day of the year. So tzaddikim teach that it's the highest day of the year. Everyone knows Purim, Kippurim, Kippurim, the highest day of the Torah, which is written, is like Purim. Purim is the highest. Purim is basically Olam Haba. Purim is Olam Haba, the light of Olam Haba, because it says, and then the light of Olam Haba is just Korban Todah, just to thank Hashem, to dance in front of Hashem, to thank Hashem. That's what Rav Arush takes it. Basically, yeah, big simcha. Like we spoke yesterday, the whole idea of the drinking is to bring a person to simcha. Okay? Complete simcha. There's no difference between bad and good. Arur Aman, Baruch Mordechai, who cares? There's no difference anymore. It's all Hashem, is there. Get the complete emunah. So, how do you reach that on Purim? So first of all, the minag, like I said a few times, the minag in Breslev is the night of Purim. After you hear the Megillah, you have a little seudah or something, try to go to sleep early. If you can stay up all night, awesome. But even if you're not planning on to go to sleep early, to get up as early as possible, preferably chatzot or a little bit after chatzot, but getting up early, and to do it bodedut. Because we know that it says that kol haposhet yad notnim. On Purim, whoever puts out his hand, you give him, we don't ask. See who he is and what he is. Is it worth it to give him? Is he lying? This, that. So also in spirituality, whatever we ask from Hashem, Hashem, he keeps the whole Torah. He keeps also this law and he gives us. Okay? So we have the power of tefillah on this day. And this day, Dafka. 2 days. At least 2 days. At least the 14th and the 15th. Okay? Maybe also before. Okay? So the long you both do, 2 hours, 3 hours, 6 hours, whatever Hashem gives you koach, you go in the field at night until davening, and the minhag Baal Shem Tov is to daven netz on Purim. Okay? It's a minhag chashuv.
Just
the Purim that you keep. Make an effort to daven netz. It's chashuv. Especially if you're doing in Yerushalayim on Friday, it's a good thing to daven netz. Because it's a short day, relatively. You have a lot to do in that short day. So you can't just get smashed into the night. You have to go to shul, you have to daven ma'ariv, you have to have a seudah and everything. That's kind of balagan. So it's important to get up nates, Purim. In the Megillah also, Rabbeinu said that the Megillat Esther, it has the same power as in Sipurei Maasiyot, and Rabbeinu said about the story, the 13 tales that he said, that they have power to women who don't have children, to have children, and to arouse people who are sleeping their whole life, to arouse them to get close to Hashem. And also the Megillah Esther has that power. So it's important when you go to the Megillah, to, if you could understand what he's saying, you have also, you know the story before, good, to focus. That's what we know in the Megillah, every time he says HaMelech, without afterwards a name of Achashverosh, it's referring to the Malko Shel Olam, Kodesh Baruch Hu. A lot of very powerful things in the Megillah. To listen to the Megillah, it's not a joke. It's not a lot of places you go, and the Megillah as a whole, it's a festival. Well, it's not. The Megillah is a very, very serious time in Megillah reading. That's what we said at night, you come with. Yeah, it's happy and everything, but the time, once you get, he starts with the brachas, gamarnu with all jokes, you focus on what he's saying, maximum you do like that with your lips, or with the grager, gamarnu, you focus on what's going on. Focus on what's going on, it's very important. Afterwards, call dancing, singing, simcha d'shamayim, but the time of the Megillah reading is a very, very important time, just to focus on the Megillah. At night, when we say we go to sleep, you can have a little seudah like the Mishnah that Ramah brings down. Go to sleep, get up early. You do bodedut, long eat bodedut. In the morning, we hear the Megillah again. It's sit down to learn something. Yeah, give yourself an hour just to sit and learn. Így boldult időreveli. Now sit on mine. Okay? A good thing to do is to bring one shalach manis to shul, give it to someone in shul. You're ready, yotze, and bring your money of matanas avani with you to shul, and give it to someone in shul. Come on, you're ready, yotze. You finish the mitzvahs, you have only one mitzvah left, the meal. Afterwards, you go home, help your wife, whatever she wants, the simcha, to give out a lot of shalach manis, whatever. But you're yotze the mitzvah. Some people, they bring two shalach manis. One is for a woman, from their wife to another, to someone else's wife. So you give one to your friend, and then give one to someone else, say, this is from my wife to your wife, and she's yotze the mitzvah also. So to same thing with matanas levyanim also, you can bring money to shul in her name, and you give it also here. I'm giving you also in my wife's name. Good. You give shalach manis. You give it to somebody. You finish the mitzvahs. You learn Torah. You have to learn also on Purim. You have to learn. Yeah, Purim is not exempt from learning. Can you believe that? You also have to learn on Purim. So learn something. He said, you do daf hayomi, do your daf hayomi. You do parsha, do a little bit of parsha. Do what you do, and then go on with the day. And afterwards, we have the meal. So if you're doing it on Thursday, so first you daven mincha. Then you go home, you do shachmanis, everything. After we daven mincha, early, if you're doing it on Thursday. And after mincha, you'll do the seudah. According to the mekubalim, you do two seudahs. One in the morning and one in the afternoon. Okay? But if it's on Friday, it's kind of a balagan to do two. But after mincha, you get after mincha, you have the seuda, and if you're doing it on Friday, you start in the morning, before mincha. Mincha you do later. You start at 10, 11, you start in the morning. Okay?
I have a quick question. I suppose we plan out at least the night after the States, and I'll be getting the Thursday morning. So of course, Thursday, there is Korean. And I get there at like 10:30 in the morning.
Like, when are you leaving here?
11 o'clock at least tonight.
So you have to hear the Megillah somewhere.
Right, that's
can you hear in the airport? For sure, Chabad is going to have there.
Okay.
For sure, 100%. Get a little bit early to the airport. Your flight is leaving at 11 o'clock?
11 o'clock p.m. Wednesday night.
So,
I'll see
you. So, what time do we leave in the Megillah?
I mean, the earliest Marv is like 6:15 or something.
So by 7.
I mean, it depends how cool you would take it. I mean, they say on after flights it's 4 hours you get before there, but it's usually 2 hours. Or
2 hours, yeah. But also, if you're worried, you want to get there for sure, you get there at 7 o'clock. Do all your check-in, walk in to the where the duty free is.
Go to the
Chabad shul for sure. You can have laning there. I have no doubt about it. Sure, 100%. The same way they have chilling their day and night, they're gonna have laning their day and night. And 100%, all through. For sure, and then when you get there, you have to hear the Megillah there too. So we come to the meal, and if you do it again, you do it on Friday, you start the meal before Chatzos. Okay? It's good to start the meal before Chatzos so you can finish a little bit earlier, so you can go to the mikveh or whatever, or take a shower, get dressed, go to shul. You have to finish early. You have to Shabbos lighting candles this week in Yerushalayim is 5:05. Okay, so by 4 you should be finished. Yamanu. Venture ready. Ravah, which is also having a Purim Suda, whoever goes there, whatever you do at home, whatever you do, prepare yourself. Be important, if you're going to be drinking and everything, you have to make sure you don't have mukts in your pockets and everything. It's important to you. By walking around with your cell phone in your pocket, now you know what's going on in Shabbos. So very important also. Ravaush, he told us, how did he come? That he wrote a prayer about, where is it?
It's somewhere here. I moved it.
Is that it? That's it. So I have one in Hebrew in my pocket. He wrote a prayer about the drinking of wine and Purim. Not here. It was a different table. Okay. Okay, and we translated last year. Shlomo Katz translated it into English.
2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
2012.
So, special prayer that I always wrote before every cup of wine that you drink to say. It's a bit long, but it's very important to say. Very important to say, because the whole it had a lot of Rosh come to it, because he said that he had enough with all the, it was many years ago, he had enough with all the perms. He said, everyone gets stand drunk, no point, no this. I don't want it like that. I'm going to do Purim at home, and I'm going to have a nice Purim the way I think it needs to be. So, what did he do? He had Purim stood at home with his wife and his kids, everything. And he wanted to drink the wine. So the time comes and he put music, he was dancing, everything, he wanted to drink the wine. So he comes, but then he pours himself the wine, and he knows he's not able to handle wine. He's very bad for him, wine. He'll fall asleep immediately. He's over with the pool. In one cup, he's over. So what's he going to do? So he starts crying to Hashem and davening, Hashem, help me, I want to marry. And all the things in the Kutei Moran and the Kutei Lachot that it says, of course, he knows in his head. So he starts davening and this and that. But he only wants for the mitzvah, and only be close to Hashem, all this stuff. And he drank down the whole cup. And he became very happy, very alert and very happy. So a second cup, he said, fine, if I feel good, a second cup. And again, a second cup. Woo. He started davening again, Hashem, help us. Da-da-da-da. What do I do? I'm going to get drunk. Stop. I don't want to be drunk. I want to marry to all the good things that comes out of the wine and poem and this and that. See, they want to make me happy, not to make me sad, not to make me so depressed. All the things that Kutei Lachot have written about this in Kutei Moran. And he drank another cup, and another cup, and another cup, and another cup. And each time he had a cup, he prayed the prayer that he made up in his head. Hashem gave it to him. Kacha. And he said, Zamash, he was so happy. He said, Zamash, crazy dancing. And then he finished the whole story. Very happy. He said, Birkas HaMazon with Kavana and Marv. He died in the minyan. He went to sleep. He got up Chatzos the next night. Went to the Kotel. He said, unbelievable. What Tefila could do? Yeah, he believes in Tefila. That's the difference here between us and Atlanta and me, at least, and him. And he believes in Tefila. And he said, and then people begged him, no, we want to make a Purim Suda, we want to make a Purim Suda. He said, okay, if you want to make a Purim Suda, we want to do it my way. If you do it my way, I'm willing to do it. If not, I'm doing it at home. And then he wrote the tefillah that he remembered from the year before. And he wrote it, and he printed it, and also now he printed it downstairs, so they're printing a few hundreds of them. The prayers of it. The prayers of about the wine, drinking the wine, and Purim. Very powerful tefillah. Now, I asked the Rosh once, and before every cup, to say it. Before every single cup, from the beginning until the end, to say it. Right?
We can get a copy of this.
What? JerusalemCast.com.
You need a copy of that?
The Hebrew one?
JerusalemCast.com.
Also, but also they have it downstairs.
Oh, it's downstairs?
I saw it in the printer, I took one. He says in the bottom here, Yesh namah tefillah zo bekavanat alev amitit v'lo yishtafidu alein lam v'lashim yifuz. You should say this prayer have intention, not just to read it, to have the kavanah in what you're saying, and not to drink even one drop of wine without saying this. Not to drink another cup unless you know you're going to be strong and it's not going to harm you. If you feel it's going to harm you, another cup, you're out. Stop. Stop there. Drink water. The point is not to get lot. We're not lot. Get drunk, besadel, but drink it. When you with focus, we're serving Hashem every moment. Even when we're completely drunk, we have to serve Hashem. Said that?
With proper kavanah, it should take a minimum of 5 minutes.
Mamash, a minimum of 5 minutes, of course.
Minimum 5 minutes.
And the more I drink, it takes me the longer. I can't see the words.
No, I'm talking about the first drink, before you even put it to your lips.
Okay,
5 minutes.
Mamash.
Full concentration.
You know, because it's not true, not because I can't read the words, because I get more into it, because you have less barriers. The more you drink, you have less barriers.
And it doesn't
the more yourself, the more you are, you take off the costume. The whole idea of Purim is taking off the costume. That's why we dress up. We take off our costume. We're who we are, Mehmet. And the last thing is, that he writes here, the tikkun of this prayer is only drinking wine and not drinking other harsh things, other alcohol. If someone cannot drink a wine because he gets sick, it's a different story. I have a friend who can't say he can't drink wine. He can only drink other alcohol. So he drinks other alcohol, but the tikkun is dafka of the wine. The mishteh was mishteh ayayin, dafka then. It's a whole long, beautiful, beautiful prayer that Ravalis wrote here. It's all Likutei Halachot, and it's all Likutei Halachot, and Likutei Tefillot, and Likutei Moran. The more I learn the books of Rabbeinu, I realize that Rav Alosh, he doesn't say anything really. He just highlights what I need to hear. He doesn't say anything. No chidush. I never heard a chidush from Rabbi. All the chidushim he says, it's stuff which Rabbeinu wrote already. Just that he, without him, I wouldn't have seen it. I'm blind. I don't know how to see. So he tells you, oh, you know what this means? This means you have to go to the field and stream for 10 hours. About it. Ah, that's what Rabbeinu meant. So, Mot Chashuv. Purim is not. It's a very high holiday, highest holiday in Amar that we have. That Haman gave us, Baruch Hashem, Zchut Rabbi Haman. He gave us this Purim, and Baruch Hashem. So that's the idea. Drink and have a good time, alcohol, and be focused. If you feel you're going to drink another cup and you're going to be, and you're losing control, that's the time you have to stop. And this is where you're. No one knows. It's only you're judging yourself right now. You're with Hashem or you're with the wine. Or you're in the cup. Where are you? No one will tell you this or that. You know in yourself when you have to stop, when not. Okay, and last year I had 6 cups of wine. And I was completely drunk, completely focused. I wasn't focused. I couldn't walk straight. I couldn't drive a car. But I knew what I'm doing. I didn't do it. I wasn't hitting anyone. I wasn't screaming for no reason. There's a video of me. I'm telling you, good muster, that's for sure. Telling everyone that there's Rabbeinu and crying, Rabbeinu and Simcha, that's how it has to be. And then another one thing that I got from Rav Arush, at least. Shalom Arush, my Rav Shalano. That once I was going to go to France to do a fatza 2 weeks before Purim. And I wanted to stay for Purim and I wanted to collect money because the tickets cost a fortune and everything. Pulling people to give a lot of money. I wanted to do that. I told a friend of mine here in the yeshiva, he said, what? You're Purim without the Rav? What are you, crazy? It's not Purim at all. So I thought, okay, but I don't know, he's more years than me over here. Maybe I'm sound, I don't know. So I didn't know what to do, so I went to the Rav's house. I have who to ask, Baruch Hashem. I go to the Rav. I told him, Rav, you know, he told me this. He said, what? What are you talking about? Hafatz is higher than everything. I said, yeah, but Rav, I'm going to collect money also on Purim. So fine, of course I have to collect money. How are you going to pay everything? So, fine. But Hafatza, you 2 weeks doing Hafatza? So of course I have to collect money for whatever you need. But of course you should go. I said, but what about Purim with the Rav? He told me this. Purim with the Rav means to do it bodhidut at night, to say the prayer before the cups of wine, and to dance. That's Purim with the Rav. Not, so that, what's the, then I was doing bodhidut about this, and I was thinking, What's the Rav? The Rav is a body, or the Rav is knowledge? Someone could be, it's not only the Rav, it's Rabbeinu, anyone who you accept knowledge from. It's the body, or it's the knowledge behind the body, what he says, who he is. Okay? The answer is obvious. Okay? We know about Moshe Rabbeinu, that was one of the palaces, that they saw Moshe is dead, they need someone else to lead them. Moshe, even if he died, he's not dead, right? He continued teaching us Rabbeinu. There's a story with there was a guy used to, in Nahar Bug in Breslev, there's a river, and there was a guy used to transfer Rabbeinu back and forth. So Rabbi Natan once went with him after Rabbeinu was
the ferryman. The ferryman. He said, I know Rabbeinu. You
know, he said, I know Rabbeinu. So Rabbi Natan laughed. I don't know if he laughed, but he said, he knows Rabbeinu. Because he transfers Rabbeinu back and forth, and he knows Rabbeinu. Knowing Rabbeinu is learning the books, keeping what he says. And the same with our Rav. Being with the Rav, meaning to be with the Seudah with the Rav. I'm not saying it's a big thing to be in the Seudah with the Rav. If you feel good with it and it fits your family life and everything, it's amazing. It's amazing. I was there 3 times out of 8 years I'm with the Rav. I was there 3 times. It's very nice, very good. Now the time came that I can't go because my kids are old and I want to be with them and everything. But it doesn't mean you're not with the Rav. You could be in with the Rav in the Purim Seudah, and you're not in anything to do with the Rav. You don't say the prayers before, and you don't dance, and you're doing shtuyot. He's with the Rav. It's like the fairy guy who knows Rabbeinu. And but if you would do what the Rav is teaching you, your Rav is teaching you, you're with the Rav. That's what it means to be with the Rav. And when what happens after 120 when the Rav goes to Shammai, then you don't have a Rav anymore? It's shtuyot. Being with the Rav meaning to be with the knowledge of what he teaches you. He teaches you, his teaching is. That's the main idea. כן? We have Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is always with us anyway. זה מאוד חשוב, מאוד חשוב את פורים רובים באמת את קדושה או טהרה, real פורים. Telling you, since Allah has told me what he told me, my Purim has changed completely. ממש, focus, focus. And everyone can do that. There's a prayer with Kavana to believe it, that prayer works. If you believe prayer works, it works. It works, Gamamo.
It only works if you believe.
Yeah. If you don't believe, you're not praying. What are you doing? You're just reading text. Doesn't work. That's what Allah said. That's what the tzaddikim said. How come? Yes. Once. How come by tzaddikim, you come to them and you say, remember by Rav Mutzafi, he said, you used to come to, people come to Rav Mutzafi, but I don't have children. Yeladim. And he has children. Or Ben Zachar, or whatever. Someone says, Rav, I need refuah. Refuah needs refuah. How could that be one word? Because they believe in the power of prayer. But yes, it takes longer. Till you imagine believe, till you cover, fill it up.
So that's the Hishtabut, is believing more and more?
Ken betach. The idea of tefillah is to believe in miracles, to believe in Hashem.
So if you Hishtabut,
yeah, this way, dude. Hishtabut is, only through tefillah you reach it. So it comes together, basically. The more you do it, the more you believe in prayer. Mamash, so we have the zchut, Mamash. I really, after Rav Shi, I've seen the poems by him, and he showed us, and he spoke, and I spoke to him personally about it, things and everything. He said, poem, it could be very high. It could be, it's not, I used to get drunk every year. Mazda drunk, you have no idea. Mamash, shtuyot, I was Mamash shtuyot. Since I'm 12. It wasn't real. It wasn't Purim. It's not real. The point is not to get trashed. That's not the point. The point is not how much wine you drank, how drunk you were. That's not the point of Purim. That's not the point of the drinking. That's where the whole world goes wrong. It's not true. And then people lose. They lose out the most important day of the year. And that's why we're teaching that we could gain out of this the most important day of the year through the drinking and through the evidence. Through drinking, drink a lot, and baya. But be with tefillah, be cleave to Hashem. Be focused on what you're doing. You're not stopped drinking because you're a drunk man. You're saying l'shem yichud, you're saying k'rekna the tzaddikim. You're asking Hashem, this wine will bring you to this place and that place. Is there? And the only reason you're drinking is because Chazal told you to drink, not because you want to drink, you don't want to drink, nothing. You want to be what the tzaddikim teach you. The tzaddikim teach you how to drink, I'm going to drink, and baya. Yeah, was there. And then a person can marry to very high places through his drinking. Hashem. Everything I teach here is in order for you to teach on. Yeah, it's not for you to keep. Please give it on in the front Suda. Whatever I taught here is to give on, not just to keep it for yourself. Don't be selfish. You know, the Baal Shem Tov was a Gilgul. Baal Shem Tov was a Gilgul. I don't remember the whole story exactly, but. You get the main points I remember. Baal Shem Tov was a Gilgul. There was a guy in Sfat, like 200 years before Baal Shem Tov, Talmid Arizal, that he did some big mitzvah and he didn't want to tell anyone. And Eliyahu Navi came from Shamayim and tried to force him to tell me what you did good. He said, no, I don't say anything. And then he said, I'm Eliyahu Navi. Because he didn't reveal the good deeds he did, I'm going to teach you now the hidden parts of the Torah. And he taught him all the Torah and everything, but he never taught it on. And he died, and when he came to Shammai, and they told him, Ishkayach, what about Afatza? What about spreading out what you taught, what you learned, just for yourself? So he had to come back in the Gilgul, as Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, which spread out the Torah in the world. So don't keep anything to yourself. So you have to come back afterwards and teach it later. Teach it this time already.
We're up to 1900 podcasts.
Oh, sure.
I think I heard that the Baal Shem Tov and the Arizal both they revealed themselves when they were 36.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not stam.
People ask me all the time, what do you learn in yeshiva?
Teach them every time.
And I just say one thing, we learn is going to do. We're supposed to go out and talk to God in the field.
I always say that. It's all in there. It's all in there. The Shulchan Aruch is in there. The Gemara is in there.
We don't know how to go through a bad world without going insane.
Can't no mash.
Amuna.
Talking to Hashem. That's what Breslev is. That's what Breslev is. What to do? Talking to Hashem.
We work in Philin, right? In the morning.
Yeah.
And dress in Shabbos clothes.
Yeah. Purim. I didn't know when I was first 13. I went to shul with Philin and I was embarrassed. I didn't know. You put on Philin. No one told me. You put on, you don't put on Philin. But yeah, you put on Philin regularly.
Of course.
I didn't know. I played that. I was 13. No one told me. I remember I asked a neighbor of mine. He was also on the way to shul. It's 4 in the morning. I asked him, you take tefillin, right? He said, yeah, of course.